Hello?
Hey, Dalton?
Yeah.
Hey, Dalton, it's John with Local Splash.
What's going on, buddy?
Hi. I was following up with you. I spoke with you about 2 months ago. We set up an account with you, and you asked me to circle back with you once your account was eligible for our Google Guarantee program. And mm-hmm. I just got notification that you are eligible for the Google Guarantee program for HVAC contractors in Montgomery and surrounding areas. So I wanted to congratulate you on that. If it's something that you want to enroll in, this is the paper lead program that we discussed. Did you talk, or do you remember that conversation?
I don't think we went much into it at that time.
Okay. So basically what it is it's $250 you pay for an application. You have to fill out this application. You're going to pass the application, or they wouldn't have put you on the qualified candidates list for it, but you still just, you got to pass it, right? That's what puts you in that Google Guarantee category. And then you have to start off with a minimum of 13 leads. The 13 lead costs would be $435, but you don't get charged that lead cost until you accept your first lead. So you might be up on that first page of Google in that Google Guarantee section until you actually accept a lead. Okay, it's different with this. We actually call you with the customer on the line, already pre-screened and vetted. And if you don't set an appointment to go out there and meet with them during that call, we don't charge you the lead fee. So it's not like Home Advisor's paper lead where they like text you a lead and then you got to call them back. We actually will pre-screen the client, call you with the client on the line, and then go, hey, you know, this guy meets the parameters on what we discuss as like a qualified lead for you, introduce you, and then obviously the calls are recorded. So if it actually turns into an appointment where you go out there and you're agreeing to meet with them and, you know, look at what they have, then it's you get charged the lead fee for it. And the lead fees are $25 to $38. The most expensive ones are $38.
Yeah, I said it's an upfront charge of $435, and that includes 13 leads to start.
Exactly, and you don't get billed again until you've exhausted those 13 leads. So let's say, like, during the month you only used 10 of them or only accepted 10 of them, right? You still have that three remaining. It's not going to bill you $435 every month.
Okay, and then when you exhaust them, do you pay for a lead after that, or do you have to put another $435 deposit down?
Yeah, once you exhaust them, we send you the notification that your lead fees have been exhausted, and then obviously you'd have to renew it at that time with the at least the $435 minimum.
Okay, and it's $250 to get the application going?
Yep, yeah, and I could send the application over to you right now.
Okay, I definitely need to go over my finances and stuff like that and see if it's a logical thing to do because I dropped Home Advisor. So.
Oh, yeah. You told me you were going to do that. I had a feeling you would do that, too, once you got everything going with the local listing.
Yeah, I mean, I just have all my leads paused right now. I just keep pausing them. I've been slammed from word of mouth. I've had one or two people that have found me on Google in the last month, but other than that, it's been pretty much word of mouth.
Gotcha. Hold on, let me see what I can do. Hold on. Do you want to switch to just Google Guarantee instead of doing your local listings anymore?
Which one's going to keep me, which one would have me towards the top the most?
Yeah, the Google Guarantee ones are at the very top. Like, they're the very first thing that shows on the search results page if you type in HVAC in Montgomery. Yep. And that's why you were saying you were interested in it last time when we first signed you up. But you have to qualify for it, so they got to have, like, some time of you under the belt, some kind of track record that they can go off of, because Google gives every single client a $2,000 insurance for the lifetime of your work. So they're telling the customer, like, you know, something goes wrong, you know, we're backing it. You know, that's part of the Google guarantee. It's not just to you, it's to the end user, right? And that's what gives them peace of mind in hiring those Google guarantee guys. Because they'll just go, hey, if he's Google guaranteed, I'll take it. I know Google's got insurance. I know he's got insurance. So I'm like triple covered, right?
Yeah, so Google had to go in and make sure I was getting nothing but positive reviews, which I think I'm 4 or 5 Google reviews now. I got more.
No, you're good. You're good. Yeah, they sent us a notification through your tracking system. But what I was going to say I could do is, because you're saying, hey, I got to look over finances, it looks like you just paid about 3 days ago. I can send a message request and see if we could like allot those funds to your Google Guarantee program and just have you not even focused on the local listing anymore. We'll just go strictly over to Google Guarantee. At least that way you get the application, right? You'll still, once you complete your application and everything, you still got that $435 in order to actually have like a lead budget going. But at least this way you have yourself up there in the Google Guarantee section. We get you through all the background screening, and then when you're ready, you can pay that $435 and we'll get launched.
Okay, and you know, wintertime's coming up, so obviously it's going to get a little slower.
Not really. You do heating.
Yeah, but Texas, it's different, man.
Yeah, like, it's been crazy, though. Like, the last few years, we expected it to be slow, and it wasn't. Like, all of a sudden, it was just really, really cold in some places, not everywhere. Yeah, but we've been noticing the winter times are actually have a lot more work available to you guys than they have in the past few years. I'm not going to say I believe in global warming or anything like that. That's kind of a stretch, but...
Yeah, it's definitely... Something's happening. It's been different. But I'm just saying, if I do get slow and funds get a little tight, if I don't take leads, I'm still... Google guaranteed, though, right? And I stay at
about. Yeah, exactly. You're still up there. It's just if you're not taking the leads, though, obviously that's going to prevent you from getting those calls.
Yeah, but in the time that money, that it picks back up and I have extra money, I can just fire the leads right back up.
Exactly. Yep. So you already have your lead budget, so it's just based on you accepting the leads. Like, you could get a call from us, and you could just say, hey, I'm booked up right now, and we'll go, okay, you know, we'll move on to the next Google Guarantee guy.
Okay, so it's not like the minute you call me, it's customer on the phone. Y'all say, hey, do you want to take this or not?
Exactly.
So
We pre-screen them on our own. Like, we interview you on what you consider qualified leads is what you do. We already have a lot of background on that because of your local listing that we've been doing. Sorry, I'm messaging one of the supervisors, too, at the same time.
That's okay.
But, yeah, so we pre-screen them, and then once we get them on the line with you, you can decide, hey, if you're going to set an appointment and go out and meet with them. If you say, hey, I'm not going to meet with these guys, or you find out in that call, like, this isn't really qualified, we don't just hang up on the customer, you know? We just go, hey, Dalton, okay, thank you, and then we move on to help them find somebody. That's part of the Google Guarantee programs. They get on there, and they know, hey, you guys are going to put me on with a Google Guarantee trusted contractor. In your industry, people really like that because, you know,
absolutely.
I mean, yeah, some HVAC guys got a bad rep.
Yeah,
exactly. So they know, like, hey, Google's not going to connect me with some Joe Schmo, and these guys are up there. They've been background screened and everything. Everything's traceable back to them if something happens.
What would be my monthly with y'all then? It says it wouldn't be the $300 anymore. It would just be strictly lead-based then?
It would be strictly lead-based, yeah. So it would just be the $435 for 13. 13's the minimum leads to start out with for a lead budget for the Google Guarantee program. So you pay that $435 and then you have that balance of 13 leads. I mean, if it takes you 2-3 months to exhaust that 13 leads, then that's what it is. It's not a monthly charge like you're doing with your local listing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and if I drop the local listing, does that mean, because like I said, one customer found me, I was in the top three, and then, you know, I looked on other people's phones and stuff, and I wasn't in the top three. Obviously, I know it fluctuates on Google.
Yeah. Yeah, those local listings, I mean, until we really build up your reviews, they don't have as much consistency. I feel like we would have got you a lot more return on investment doing this Google Guarantee program. It's just we didn't have you qualified for it yet. I remember telling you that at point of sale.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, so this was something I wanted to grow you into. I feel like this is going to give you the most bang for your buck. I mean, just for the lead cost of what it costs you on Google, you could probably charge double that just to show up at their door. You know what I mean? So it's like,
yeah, because I mean, yeah. I have a service call fee too, so I mean, that
exactly
covers it.
Just about everybody in the Google Guarantee program has a service call charge. It's usually anywhere from $75 to $100.
And then let's say, because I know at the time, you know, y'all only had a couple spots available. Let's say business is good and I want to do 1-6. Yeah. I want to do both of them. Would there still be a spot for me to jump back to local listings as well? Will y'all just handle it all?
Well, yeah, I mean, if we stop this local listing, they open it up for somebody else to fill. You know, so that's kind of the hiccup. If somebody's there, like, within our company and we start working with them, we can't have, like, two of you guys on local in the same area. It's kind of a conflict of interest. So there is that hiccup, you know, of like, hey, if I want to go back to the local, but, you know, obviously we'll be in communication, and you're always in communication with our customer service too. At any time you send a text and you're like, hey, I'd rather, you know, switch back to local, then we're going to have you on the radar for that and get you back into it as soon as possible. So if another spot opens, you know, you're going to get first right of refusal on it. We already have an existing relationship with you.
Yeah, that makes sense. Let me think about it, because what I may do is just go ahead and pay the $250 to get Google Guarantee.
Okay.
And stay on locals, because I'm assuming ads is something I can jump on any time, right? If I say, hey, I want to do lead service bill.
The Google Guarantee?
Yeah.
Yep. Now that you're qualified for it, yeah, I could. If you call in, I could just sign you up for it. It's not like the local listings. The local listings are based on availability. So you're definitely onto something in that logic. You know, like, hey, let me know my local listing, and let's just, because you can also run the Google Guarantee program in areas that your local listing isn't covering too.
That's kind of why I dropped Angie Leads. They were, man, all my leads were 45 minutes away because there wasn't a lot coming in my side.
Locally.
Like, hey, yeah. I'm not trying to drive an hour and a half round trip. College.
Yeah, but we know, like, we interview you, and then it's like, all right, we already know that he's not going to go 50 miles, you know, so we won't even bother you with that call.
Yeah.
So that's the cool thing about the Google Guarantee and it being pre-screened. We're not going to waste our time or your time if we don't think that lead's actually going to end up going to you and helping out that customer on the other end, you know?
So, and is there a way to get Google Guarantee right now?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, it's literally just like the $250 application, and then the I send over the application. I have guys who, I mean, we already have a lot of your information. It's pretty much just copy and paste on your end, and then there'll be a third-party provider that'll reach out to you at the beginning of next week. And I mean, by this time or Wednesday next week, you could be up there. We started up today.
And then I can just say, hey, let's hold off on leads for now. And when I'm ready, I can fire that up.
Exactly. The 435 is not due until you say, okay, I'm ready to accept leads. And then they'll charge you that first 435, and then you have the balance.
Okay, so I can get Google Guarantee without having to be sent leads. I just say, hey, I can just shoot you a text. Hey, I think I'm ready to start the lead thing. Go ahead and put the money down.
Yep. It'd be $250, and then it's application. You fill out the application, and then... You know, I mean, if you never accept any leads, then you're just sitting in the Google Guaranteed section and the local section.
that's what my thought is I'm thinking about going ahead.
I was like, this guy, he's not going to buy any leads. He's just going to be like, yeah, I'm in the local, but I'm also Google Guaranteed too, you know. That's smart. You know, you're up there twice. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm
I had somebody
twice,
do that
then,
to me. A roofing contractor in DFW area did that to me. I was cracking up. I'm like, man, this guy went like 3 months and never accepted his lead budget. It was driving him nuts on the back end.
Yeah, and I won't lie. That's my thought is, like, if I pay the $250, get guaranteed, or y'all, does that mean y'all are automatically going to call me with leads, or can I just say, hey, I'm not accepting leads right now, but I want to do the Google Guarantee. Does that make sense?
Yeah. You can do your full background screening, and then you can tell them, hey, I'm going to hold off on the leads for right now. Just say, I'm half good, and then I'll let you guys know when I'm ready to launch. And then are basically just on standby until you're ready to accept them.
Okay. Let me look over everything, and I've got my son right now. I only have him for a few hours before I got taken back.
Oh, yeah. Put that in. You're separated from the other half?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that is. I always wonder how that would play out, man. My sons are 2 and 5, so it's like, you know, but me and Mom be arguing a lot lately.
Yeah, it's something else. We've been split for a while, and I'm actually just filed to go. That's why when I say look at funds, I just filed to go back for full. So that was a $25,000 investment.
God. Yeah.
So that's what I've, yeah.
We're so intertwined with legal paperwork because she's not originally from here too. So it's like, oh man. It'd probably get real, real nasty if I went that route. So I'm just trying to bite the bullet, go to the gym.
Yeah. Well, I understand that one.
Yeah, I got to go get them though, right after work.
But I got a feeling I'm probably just going to go ahead and do the Google guarantee. I just want to look everything over.
Okay.
And then I'll be honest with you. I don't know if I'm accepting any leads right now. Now, when wintertime comes and I go like 3 or 4 days with no work, I'll just go, hey, go ahead, start firing them away. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. It's the first day of fall today. So, I mean, it's around the time where, I mean, it does slow down. Obviously, nothing's going to be like summer. You know, I would have loved to have gotten like last month, you know, but.
This year has been a blessing to me. I won't lie. I've been, one second.
No problem.
Okay. In just a minute, go grab that and bring it back. Are we eating there? Oh, yeah. Kids, get. Okay. Okay. Y'all go. Bring your bikes up here. Sorry, I'm wrestling kids. I tell you, hey, can
no
you
problem.
Give me a call about this time tomorrow?
Yeah. No problem.
Okay,
I'll set you up for a call back same time. And then I'll retext over my number, too, so that way you have it if you ever want to call in.
Okay, yeah, text me your number, and then give me a call this time tomorrow, and I'll give you some time to look at some stuff.
Okay, no problem. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, buddy.
All right, have a good one.
You too.
Bye.